You are listening to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha. This year, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Welcome to Sefer Vayikra. Welcome to the new book of the five books of Moses, to the new Sefer of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, starting with, of course, Parshas Vayikra. I like to focus oftentimes in this season in general on the TTP on Tani Talks Parsha about a phrase or a word that could really apply to our life, especially from the Parsha of the week. And when I think about the word Vayikra, when I think about that term, that phrase for me, it really keys into the idea of answering the call, of listening to the call and being called to task, being called to action, being called to an idea or to a situation or to a station in life. How do we answer the call? Does Hashem call out to us? Does Hashem reach out to us? And if so, what is it that he is calling us to do? What is it he's asking us to do? What is it that he wants us to do? How do we answer that call? How do we answer that greeting to us, that extension to us that we should be involved in? Oftentimes I think about the trajectory of my own life in terms of my professional capacity of being an occupational therapist, a pediatric occupational therapist, and I was keyed into this idea way back in the days of Camp Hansk when I worked there from 07 to 09, 2007, 2009. I had great, wonderful summers there, and one of my summers I was mostly in charge of one child in a wheelchair. Every bunk had a couple of kids, so our bunk had three kids. The one that I was mostly working with throughout the day was this child in the chair, and I would accompany him to his therapy sessions, and I went to this big, humongous building where there was OT, PT, and speech, and I accompanied him to OT, and I thought it was fascinating how this kid could work on different things with his therapist, and he can be involved in these games, tasks, and activities that involved elements I'm sure were functional and meaningful. At the time, I didn't understand all the elements at play, but still be involved in games. And I said, if I could work with kids, and I could work with kids with using games and activities and fun ideas like that, and it could be my job, and it could be my living, that's for me. That's what I want to do. I wasn't involved in the gross motor aspects. I wasn't really so taken in by that, or with working with words and speech and whatnot. Really like the hands-on fine motor, using the fingers and using games, and OT was really for me. So Hashem reached out to me way back in the day, leading me on the path, because I believe B'derech Sh'Adam Rotze Leilech B'Maleichano, so the Gemara teaches us, Hashem leads you on the path you're supposed to go, on the path you want to go, Hashem will lead you. Always wanted to work with kids. How can I do so in a profession, a meaningful profession, to help kids? And I believe that was Hashem reaching out and calling to me and me answering the call, Vayikra, for myself, my own Vayikra, my own personal idea for a profession of Vayikra, as working as an OT. And now, 8 years later in the system, it's going to be 8 years working for the DOE, working for the public school system, God willing, in late May is the 8-year mark. And it's been wonderful to be working in many, many different schools. I now have over 12 schools of experience, and God willing, almost that 8 years of experience. And being able to work with kids hands-on with fine motor aspects is fantastic. Oftentimes, most of the goals I see for gen ed are usually cutting related, working with the scissors, usually writing related, working with the pencil or the pen to make sure they have good words and good letters, and holding the pencil in the right way. Of course, there are many other types of goals too, especially when you talk about District 75, working with kids that have special needs, whether it be, you know, buttoning or zippering or shoelace tying will be a goal many times, or working with how they open and close packages or eating or feeding, many other goals, and working with activities and helping them maintain their sensory systems, especially the movement sense, vestibular, and the joint position sense, proprioception, and in addition to taste, touch, sight, smell, and hearing and the lack. But really, that's the professional aspect of answering the call. And in my own life, my side hobbies of my passions of audio and radio that cloudy day way back in March 2018. I believe it was March 18th. I can't remember exactly the day, but I believe now we have the 5-year anniversary of podcasting, especially on the OT show, especially on the Perkei Avos show. I started both of those together. Back in March 2018, we are now in season 6, Baruch Hashem, of Tani Talks OT and Tani Talks Perkei Avos. It used to have a different name. Those are available in all podcast forms. We usually do it on weeknights, 4 times a week usually. And then we included Tani Talks Daf a couple of years ago, where we try to talk a lesson during the week. And then I have a special weekend episode now where I try to get the weekend ones in one episode so we don't get behind. And then, of course, we included Tani Talks Parsha a couple of years ago. This is now our 3rd official season. And then, of course, we had Tani Talks Life about 2 or so years ago, around the Corona time it officially started. And then we switched it over to Tani Talks Radio last year. We now are after a year about of doing the Tani Talks Radio, which is fantastic. Really almost around a year coming up. That's for me answering the call. Loving audio, loving radio, growing up listening to different channels. Of course, NSN Nachum Segal Network, the major powerhouse player channel for the Jewish world, but in the non-Jewish aspect also, there are different aspects too that people listen to growing up. But really, that's me answering the call of how to use my voice, how to use audio. What does Hashem want from me? How can I do more as an OT, as a Baal HaBayis, trying to use my voice, trying to be in radio? I don't like video. Talked about it many times. I really don't like video. No one needs to see my face. Just listen to my voice. I like using my voice, is what I like to say. So that's me answering the call in that way, and using the podcasting, using the radio, using the audio. Baruch Hashem, now affiliated with JewishPodcast.fm. If you want to make your own podcast, I'd be happy to help you. JewishPodcast.fm with our side player of YidPod, YIDPOD, is our Jewish podcast player. I'm happy to help you set it up. Of course, I'm available at maximumtee7@gmail.com for any questions, comments, suggestions, or the like. But that's me answering the call. Vayikra, Hashem calls out to us. Hashem calls to Moshe, talks to Moshe throughout the whole Torah, especially in relation to the karbonos and the mishkan and the vestment and the utensils and all the items that we go about through all these parshios. But I think about the idea of Vayikra. Hashem calls to Moshe, Hashem answers right away. And Moshe answers right away, excuse me. If Hashem calls to us, how do we answer that call? How do we respond to Hashem? He calls to us. He gives whispers to us throughout life. This is what you should be doing. This is what you love to do. This is where you'd make an impact. This is what you really should contribute to the world. I talk about this many times throughout all the years. If you have a passion for animals, why are you working with numbers? If you love working with kids, why are you stuck in a dead-end job being a bank teller or sitting at a computer hating your daily life, hating your daily profession? That's not what Hashem wants from you. Hashem wants you to be happy and uplifted and full of joy and fulfilled and contributing to the world in the way that makes sense to you. Sarah Yochevet Rigler has an amazing article on H talking about how to find your life's person, your life's mission, your life's purpose. If you could think about all the enjoyable experiences in your life, the top ones, what would they be? And I'm not talking about, you know, jumping in a pool, something that's meaningful, something spiritual, really meaningful. What was something that was powerful for you that you really felt most fulfilled and you loved to do? The second question is, if you didn't worry about time, you didn't worry about money, what would you do with yourself? You had a whole day free and you could do anything, what would you do? So if you combine that with what you love to do, with what you would do if you had a free day and you didn't have any commitments to take care of, and you could think about the most enjoyable experiences in your life, that's what you're supposed to do. And for me, podcasting radio is a huge thing, so I had to follow that, and I hope one day it could be a full-time job. That would be the ultimate, to have a real full salary and whatnot being involved in that. That is what I'm called to do. I feel like the call, and I also have this side project I've been working on for years, Find Fivel. I felt like Hashem called to me one day when I was sitting thinking about how Where's Waldo was a great project, a great task for kids to use. It's awesome for kids to find Waldo. Then we write the name off the time of Waldo and Wenda and Adla, the nemesis, and the wizard, and the dog, Woof. And you find them in different pictures, and you find items in different pictures. And I always wondered to myself, why is there no Jewish version? And one day I sat down during Corona, I thought of a whole series, all these characters, Fivel, his wife, and I gave them 4 kids. Like, we have 4 kids. Baruch Hashem, and I give them a goldfish and mitzvah items they have to find in every picture, like a sitter and a lachter, a candelabra, and a tzedakah box, among other things, and they go throughout different pictures. My goal was to be featured weekly in a newspaper, didn't work out, reached out to many, it didn't come to fruition, but I'm currently working with an artist that hopefully will make a self-published book one day. We have to make enough that I feel like we want to get 40 pages, and if it's successful, we can make it into a series, and it could be a movie, it could be a book, it could also be a cartoon, it could be for sale, making items. These are all things, and when we think about answering the call of Vayikra, think about what you're supposed to do in this life, what you're supposed to do besides for mitzvahs and chesed and Torah every day. Answer the call. Hashem calls to you. How will you answer the call? How will you contribute to this world? What will you bring to this world to make your mark on this world in a wonderful, uplifting way? This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.